Good morning. My guests this morning are Alan Kaplan and Kevin Keita, both from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, you two.
How are you doing this morning?
So you guys are involved in the production of a play called Visiting Mr. Green. And Alan, you play Mr. Green.
Yes.
And Kevin, you play Mr. Gardner.
That is correct.
Tell us, both of you, a little bit about this play.
All right. So there's a few things in the play we don't want to give away, so I'm going to stick company.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to the company line.
Okay.
All right. So aging widower Mr. Green is almost hit by a car driven by a young corporate executive, Ross Gardner. Found guilty of reckless driving, Ross is ordered to spend the next 6 months making weekly visits to Mr. Green. What starts off as a comedy about two people who resent being in the same room together develops into a drama as family secrets are revealed and old wounds are opened.
Wow. What an interesting bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's an awesome play. We're really looking forward to it.
Do you know anything about the history of it?
Yes. This play was first done in 1996, and it had Eli Wallach in the role of Mr. Green. This play has had gone on to over 400 productions in 45 countries. It's been translated into 23 languages. And interestingly enough, Eli Wallach did a reading of this play before the United Nations in 1999.
Why?
Because it...
It has some thematic elements that are relevant, and you'll see what those elements are when you come see the play.
You guys are cagey. So is it just you? Are you the entire cast?
This is a two-person play.
Are we enough?
Which is, interestingly enough, that sometimes is a hard sell. But, you know, if you look at the history of two-person plays, you've got Tally's Folly, which is a play by Lanford Wilson. You've got The Gin Game, another piece. It's a two-person play. So there's some wonderful two-person works that have been done over the years.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's a hard sell, but I think it's like I put in my notes, I says, and I hope all my friends come to see this, both of them.
It's a really compelling show, and it moves along at a pretty good clip.
Yeah. It's only it's under 2 hours with the intermission, so well under 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
So it's a, you know, quick show. It's a
so have play. Either of you guys done shows that are like this in any way?
Alan's done a lot more work than me, but this is the kind of show that I love doing. I'm not much of a musical person. I can't sing or dance. So this kind of play that's it's sincere, it's funny, it's dramatic, it's right up my alley, and I couldn't be happier to be doing it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. You know, there's a Jewish theme in this play, which hits me personally because I come from that background.
Right.
And the playwright, Jeff Barron, obviously comes from that background. And it's hit me in a lot of personal ways. And one of the things you have to do in any play is personalize. You have to own it in order to, you know, you have to own it. You have to figure out, how am I like this guy? How am I different than this guy? What in my life, what experiences have I had in my life that are, if not parallel, close to or similar to this character, so that you can then it helps you to realize your character. And in this play, that hasn't been too terribly difficult for me, and it's been so far a wonderful experience. We have a wonderful director, David Yen.
I was just thinking that he's certainly one of the swell directors in
he's a working
Academy.
Guy that guy he's is. Always doing something.
Oh yeah,
and he's
really
very talented, and it's been a real blessing for us to have his eye and his work, and it's made us, at least speaking for myself, I think it's made us both better. It's made me better, no question. So
I couldn't be happier to work with him. I mean he's smart, he's got a great mind for logistics, and he's just sharpened me and Al quite thoroughly. So.
And he puts his heart and his soul into what he does. You know,
absolutely.
He's there, he's present, he's 100% there for you.
Oh, great.
And so it's been a really wonderful experience.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, you guys, and giving a wonderful pretext for this show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Let's tell our audience that this is Sixth Street Playhouse presenting Visiting Mr. Green between March the 17th and April the 2nd. Your second to last performance is on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day is our second to last performance.
Okay, for information, 523-4185, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.